You're experiencing the Spencer Ryan Podcast. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the podcast. My name is Spencer Ryan. I am a freelance photographer and filmmaker, as well as a social media influencer. If this is your first time on the podcast, I want to say thank you for being here. And if you guys have been here for a little while, thank you for sticking around. This is episode 4, and today's subject is going to be how to connect with other photographers. This was a topic that I actually got on my Instagram story. I put out a feeler for you guys to see what you guys would like to hear, and I found this one to be super intriguing, how to connect with other photographers. And off the bat, I do want to say that my situation is going to be a little bit different because I am a social media influencer and I have racked up, you know, 34,000 followers on Instagram. It's a little bit different for me because my time is much more limited. Not to say that obviously your time isn't precious. And if you are a photographer who's racked up, you know, a significant following, this is probably going to be, you know, the same situation for you as it is for me. But it kind of applies across the board, and it's really important to understand that like the biggest thing that I'm going to talk about on this podcast is basically respecting other people, respecting their time, and understanding their needs. So for me, like, I have a lot of people that reach out to me over DM and they're like, hey, you know, I'd love to shoot with you. Let's connect. And well, guys, first of all, as a social media influencer, if I had everyone in my DM that, you know, hit me up, you know, if I basically set up an appointment to connect with them, I would never be able to get anything done. And on top of that, it just comes down to the point, you have to understand that it has to be a mutual relationship. Like, if you're going to connect with another photographer, you have to make sure that you guys are mutually benefiting. And that's not always the case for me. It's just the hardcore truth. But with that said, there is a lot of value that you can take from meeting others and really diving in and understanding how others work, seeing their flow and stuff. So this is really good. This is a really good topic. Like, I really was excited to share this with you guys. So if you're a photographer or a filmmaker and it's your early days, this is going to be key. Like, meeting up with other photographers is not only going to help you in your workflow, because you're going to get to see how people work. You're going to get to experience, you know, like that kind of experience, seeing how other people take pictures, seeing how they edit, seeing what they look for, seeing how they compose their photos. But then on top of that, it's also going to give you a chance to get content for yourself. I know that myself and a couple other photographers in the area, we meet up on a regular basis and we take pictures of each other all the time. And that helps provide content for me on Instagram. It helps provide content for them. So it's really good. But one of the biggest things that people don't really seem to realize when they're trying to connect with others is that they have this mindset of me, 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 me. Like, it's a very selfish mindset. And I don't mean that in a terrible way. It's just the truth. Like, you can't come into this expecting someone to do something for you with the mindset of me, me, me. Like, you have to understand, most photographers, and I say this lightly, but most photographers don't actually do this full time. Most photographers out there aren't full-time photographers. So they probably have a job, they probably have a family, they have loved ones, they value their time. And as such, you're going to need to value their time too. So don't, like, if you take the advice that I'm going to give you in this podcast, don't make it all about you. This has to be a mutual benefit. You have to understand that in order for people to really want to work with you, to meet you, you have to have their interests in mind. So the first tip I'm going to give you is to send DMs. If you find local photographers in your area that you would really like to work with, shoot them a message. But the hands down most important part of this is, don't make it about you. Make it about them. So when you're DMing someone, just say, hey, you know, I'm looking to connect with other photographers in the area. What do you need? Or how can I help you? Dive into their content, see what they're producing, see if they're producing, you know, photos, or if they're video makers, see what, you know, their videos are, and dive in and see what they might need so that you already have an idea ahead of time what they might tell you. Because really, ultimately, like, if someone reaches out to me and they come at me and they say, hey, look, man, I'm looking to connect with other people. I'm looking to learn. What do you need? Instantly, I'm feeling great, because now it's less about, like, what they can get out of me and more about, like, how we can mutually help each other. That's gonna be how we both grow. Like, right now I'm in dire need for someone to create content about me, because I'm swamped with it. But that's, like, you know, that's a side topic. But if someone were to come to me and say, hey, man, I would love to meet up with you, connect with you. What do you need? Instantly, I'm gonna be like, yo, actually, you know what? I need someone who can help create content around me during the day. Let's meet up and see how we can help each other. But if you come at me in the DMs and you say, you know what? I'm looking to connect with other photographers and video makers. Let's meet up and maybe we could take some pictures of each other. Like, you're not really putting my needs in there and you're not really thinking about me. And so it almost comes off as like, this is more about you and how you can help yourself. And that's just not going to get you very far. The second tip that I have for you is to put out a bunch of content on all social media platforms and tag your location, because that's going to, A, you know, basically get you in there. Like if you're living in, let's just say, New York City, and you start tagging New York City into everything, people in New York City are going to start seeing your work. Top that with hashtags. If you put a bunch of hashtags in there, that's going to increase your exposure like tenfold. And so you're going to get more, you know, you're going to have a better chance of being visible. So that's really important. Tag your location in your content. Use hashtags, get visible so that other photographers can see you, and they may reach out to you. And if they don't, they may know who you are when you reach out to them. That's going to be a big one. And the third tip I have for you is to kind of reverse that. Look at other photographers in your area. Look at the location tags. Look at hashtags that are prevalent to your area. And start commenting on their work. And when I say commenting, I mean meaningful comments. Don't just go give them a thumbs up or be like, hey, that's great. You know, give them meaningful comments. Give them feedback. Give them what they've been looking for when they posted that content. Because ultimately, we post content for other people and we want them to see it. So make sure that they know that their content is being seen by you. That's going to help you big time. So ultimately, it just comes down to respecting other people's time, not making it about you. It's going to come down to sending DMs and also with that, not making it about you, seeing how you can help the other person, putting out content and tagging your location and using relevant hashtags in it, because that's going to increase your exposure. And then kind of reversing that and going onto other people's work and giving them meaningful feedback on their content. That's going to be the biggest thing that's going to help you connect with local photographers. But keep in mind that if you're trying to get in touch with a photographer who has kind of a high following, not even myself, like even people who have 100,000 followers, the chances of you being able to reach out to them, connect with them are going to be much less. But it's still possible if you can find a way to get their attention and provide them value. If you make it so that it's not about you, it's not selfish, and you're just trying to give value and help others, and it's genuine and authentic, you even have a better chance in that case, because I get DMs every day asking to meet up, to connect, but it's more like you can tell it's kind of like a one-sided thing. So keep that in mind, and I hope that these tips really helped you guys. It's time for today's creator of the podcast, and today's creator is going to be Becca Morton Wade. You can follow her on Instagram at Becca Morton Photography, B-E-K-A-H, Becca Morton Photography. I actually had the pleasure of meeting her and her husband, but one of the things that stands out about her work to me so much is her ability to capture genuine, authentic emotion. She does a lot of portrait work, a lot of family portraits, couples, a lot of that kind of stuff. And in every single photo, it's so interesting to see how much emotion you can see in her photos. It's like every picture that I look at is a mood, whether it be kind of a gloomy mood, an intriguing mood, a mysterious mood, or especially like on the couples, there's so much happiness in her photos. And I love it so much. Becca, you're doing an awesome job. It was a pleasure to meet you. I hope we get to meet up again soon. Guys, if you don't follow her at Becca Morton Photography. Check out her work. It's going to inspire you, especially if you're a portrait photographer. That's the end of today's podcast. I hope you guys enjoyed these tips. Thank you for listening. If you don't follow me on Instagram, shameless plug, @TheSpencerRyan. And I'll see you guys on the next podcast.